It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado have surpassed previous record levels. That may be because it appears Coloradans have been returning to normal. Retail sales recovered over the summer, and traffic crashes in Denver have risen every month since April. Andrew Friedson is an economist at CU Denver.
The traffic data is probably a better reflection of economic activity within the city because you can push off a lot of retail spending, but you can't necessarily push off a lot of trips.
Now, Governor Polis is asking consumers to limit some of that activity. One big concern is that colder weather and the holidays will have more people congregating indoors and helping spread coronavirus. Rising coronavirus cases will move the state's next bar exam online. The Colorado Supreme Court says the state's next bar exam will be a remote test next year for the first time. The exam will be in February. This past summer, the exam was in person, but held at locations that met COVID-19 protocols. A former Jeopardy contestant from Colorado was among those remembering the quiz show's longtime host, Alex Trebek. Kyle Jones is a music teacher at Aurora Central High School. He won $145,000 playing Jeopardy in 2018. Jones told Colorado Matters he chatted with Trebek after the show. Alex Trebek died Sunday morning at the age of 80. The Denver Broncos are down another game. They lost to Atlanta yesterday 34-27. Denver is 3-5 for the season so far. They play the newly relocated Las Vegas Raiders next week. Colorado's weather forecast has cloudy skies, snow on the way, and chilly temperatures today and tomorrow. Highs in the 40s around Colorado Springs, 30s today for Metro Denver. Staying chilly tomorrow and then warming up later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.